This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everyone.
Bahumia.
I'm your dungeon master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard one, sure foot.
Emily Axford.
Moonshine Sybin. Ain't no need to dress it up this week. I'll just say I'm champion of the ocean.
Woo! And Caldwell Tanner.
Beverly Togold V, the squire who desires the fire.
Whoa.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. Yep.
He went full ride.
Let me go again.
Had a 40-minute car ride over here.
All right, guys, let's do a recap. So last week, you guys continued your adventure in the elemental chaos. You defeated the air elemental titan, and Ol Cobb earned her favor and became the champion of the sky. The air titan then granted you all the power to fly while you were in the elemental chaos, which allowed you to travel to the sea. You then swam to the bottom of the ocean where you discovered the water temple. You solved a seahorse puzzle that allowed you to sink down to the water.
Wait, that doesn't sound cool. You guys solved a little seahorse puzzle.
No. It was very cute.
We rode a sea steed to the bottom of the ocean.
That's what? True. We handled sea steeds.
Yes.
It's an aquatic equine riddle.
Bridled and handled.
You guys rode the little seahorse down to the water temple. Titan's throne room, then challenged her and defeated her. Moonshine became her champion and earned the power to breathe underwater.
Yeah, bitch. I'm just dunking my head next puddle I see, showing it off whenever I can.
They're going to be really impressed with that at the creek.
There's not a lot of water there.
They love bucket. They love to stick their heads in buckets anyway.
Oh, you can earn some brown leaves winning bucket contests.
Yeah. I'll take my bucket contest. You want to go out back, do a bucket contest?
Y'all want to do a bucket dunk?
I got 3 brown leaves, says I can out-bucket you.
The water titan then offered to flood the landscape so that you could draw out the fire titan from his volcano, but you first elected to spend an entire day flying so you could enjoy yourselves.
No regrets.
Yep, you gotta have a me day.
Sorry.
The next day, Moonshine retrieved the water titan and she flooded the land, drawing out the fire titan. So that is where you guys are right now. You're all hovering. You guys can still fly because of the air elemental, but the water underneath you in the flooded landscape is all boiling now. There's this massive being of pure fire wearing a full suit of black metal staring you down.
This water looks like it's ready for a jambalaya.
Yeah, and I see the perfect crawdaddy for it.
Got a nice boil going.
Oh, you made the wrong choice drawing me out. You fools didn't realize that fire is the most powerful of all the elementals, because I command the earth, for I control the molten stone.
And you see a rock beast of molten rock form out of the water below and rise up and hover above it.
And I control the water, for I can make it boil.
And you see the water boiling below you, and then this steamy water elemental emerges and hovers.
Uh-oh.
And he says, and I control the air because I can make it hot, I guess. You see
stumbled this, across the finish line.
Yeah. Oh, you feel a gust of wind blow through you.
Ooh.
Hot gust, of course, and then takes shape.
How does it make our hair look?
Real bad and sweaty.
Oh, no.
Not me.
Okay, yeah. I would like to, while he's doing this whole production, put my
his
hands...
His one-man show.
Yeah, put my hands on my compatriots.
Okay.
And I'm going to give protection from energy to young Bev.
Oh.
So you're going to have resistance to fire. And then I'm going to give absorb elements to Hardwon. Thank and that you. Means that you can absorb fire. This spell captures some of the incoming energy, lessening its effect on you and storing it for your next melee attack. You have resistance to the triggering type of damage until the start of your next turn. Also, the first time you hit with a melee attack on your next turn, the target takes an extra 1d6 damage of that triggering type, and the spell ends.
That's
I'm
so
using
good.
The element against itself. Yes. And I feel like I'm in a very cold shower, which is nice.
Yes.
So Moonshine is just subtly casting spells on you guys while he's giving this speech.
And you see, I command all of the elements.
Sorry.
In a way, fire
I missed that last
all.
Part. What were you said you control?
I was saying that the air is hot, and thus I control the air and the molten stone, so I have the power of earth.
So yeah. Is this a riddle? I think the answer is man. Is the answer man?
I do a polite clap. This awesome work.
I say, could the stagehands come out and bow because this production is A+.
Top notch.
He throws a fireball at you. Everybody roll initiative.
Whoa.
I want to go ahead and activate my sword.
Cool.
And when I activate my sword, I, of course, say the powering words, which are... Sun and moon, night and day, divine duality, power my blade. One is lonely, three is a team, but the power of two shall make my sword gleam. And it glows green.
Oh, young Bev, that was beautiful.
He pops you in the face real quick.
Oh!
Nerd!
I thought we were on the same page about production.
You're a nerd, man. I can see your cue cards
down
there.
I get to give a speech. What? You can't see these?
You're a fiery guy. You're full of passion. I get it.
There's a whole team of teenagers dressed in all black running around carrying set pieces.
Those two are clearly hooking up.
I told you to hide. Hide, you fools.
I love that he's a theater nerd.
Oh, no. I rolled a one.
No. I got a 12.
I got a 10.
I still got +3, so I got a 4.
Cool. So the first thing that happens because everybody rolled so poorly... including the NPCs, is that a lair action happens. You guys see this dude goes,
you didn't listen to my speech, and now you'll never... Well, this would be better if I made you deaf, but now you'll never see anything again! Ha-ha!
And you see ash explodes from his hand.
You could have said, like, you didn't watch my speech or didn't pay attention.
Yes, you didn't watch my speech,
too
and
late now
you'll
the
never
ash is flying
watch out. Anything again!
Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's better. You know, I'm glad we're workshopping your little show with you, because I think it's gonna, you know...
So you see ash explode from his hand and flies at Beverly and Hardwon. Guys, go ahead and give me constitution saving throws.
All right. Don't forget about my saving throw glow.
Great. That's a 26 then.
That's great. That's a good roll. I got a 3.
Oh, no.
Really?
Plus 4, so a 7.
Okay. Yeah, you had to beat a 15. So
well, you got Beverly, protection. You got protection.
I do have protection.
Resistance. Okay.
That you are still blinded. You are blinded.
I'm blinded?
For a minute.
Blinded by the ash.
Ooh.
All right, you are blinded for a minute, or at the end of your turn, you have to beat a DC 15 constitution saving throw.
Okay, cool. I rub my eyes really hard.
Yes, exactly. So right now, the ash is in your eyes. You're rubbing it. You're making it worse.
Right. Don't touch it.
It's everywhere.
Just blink.
Does it look cool? Does it look like I have a smoky eye?
It looks awesome, bud.
Okay, thank you.
So Olcob is just going to shoot at, you know what? He'll shoot at the air guy.
I mean, this is a guy, right? I can't tell. It looks like a guy,
maybe.
You're
the champion of the air. Introduce him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Champion of the air.
Hey, bitch, I'm the champion of the air.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Oh, hell yeah. He hits twice.
That's my cob.
7 damage total to this dude, to this air elemental.
Does he shoot an air bullet at it?
Just a regular bullet. Okay. He just shoots the air.
Olcob just shot a tornado. Cool, cool, cool.
So these lesser elementals go now. You see the lesser air elemental throw up like a little ember at Olcob and then starts picking up like a cyclone and turns it into like a roaring flame. And Olcob's going to do a dex throw to try to get out. And he does not, so he is going to take...
Hardbone, what's happening?
We're winning, Bev. We're winning.
Okay. Yeah,
there's just a tiny little dust up. Nothing to worry about.
I'm going
to
hold out my sword. Just spin me around and aim me at something.
Bev pokes me in the ass with the sword.
Did I get him? No. Did I get the guy?
You just hear, you hear old cop, I'm on fire, it hurts, oh God.
Everything's peachy, Bev.
Everything's good. He means on fire, like I'm doing really well, like NBA Jam style.
You smell burning elf flesh.
Oh.
He takes 15 damage.
Oh no.
Oh,
then this earth, this lesser earth elemental, this molten core guy is going to try to punch Beverly because he gets advantage on his attacks while he's blind. So Bev's just looking around. He rolled really poorly. He fucking missed. He swings and he misses, and Beverly comically turns at just the last second.
My zipper's undone.
Smooth move, kid.
Ducks under this earth elemental trying
it's
to
a button fly.
Punch him. Then the, let's say, the steaming water one is going to attempt to move through Moonshine. Moonshine, give me a dexterity saving throw to get out of the way. You just see this boiling little mini water elemental flying at you.
Watch out for that hot woman, Moonshine.
Oh, I'm a... no, I need to get out of the way, but holy hell. Well, I got myself a 6.
That's not going to do it.
If you just didn't make her so hot, maybe I'd move out of the way.
You did that. Yeah, you were slow on purpose.
You are scalded for 9, 13 damage.
Mm.
It smells like a sauna in here. My dad took me to a sauna once.
And that is Beverly's turn.
Oh, boy, Bev.
I passed out in there. It was so hot.
All right.
Use it, Bev.
I'm going to cast Protection from Evil and Good on Hard One. And that gives you advantage, I believe, against elemental attacks.
It gives them disadvantage.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
All right, cool. And then I guess I just rub my eyes.
Go for it. Yeah, do a Constitution saving throw.
Hard One's going to blow on Bev's eyes.
Stop.
Sit still.
Who's doing that?
It's me.
Oh,
your scoutmaster.
I'm brushing lice out of his hair. I'm like, well, while we're working on him, I saw those crawling
Hard
around.
You're gonna need to kiss the ash out of my eyes.
No, is that something Denny did?
Are you giving him butterfly kisses?
I think I got a lash in there.
What is my constitution? That's gonna be a 8.
No.
Okay.
Anytime it's, what is my constitution? Yeah. You failed.
Hard One briefly considers kissing Bev's eyelids.
That is actually your turn, Hard One. If you'd like to kiss Bev's eyelids, you can.
Suck the goop
I'm going to kiss my finger, rub it on Bev's eyes, and then fly down to the
you poke earth, him in the eye horribly.
Ow!
The earth elemental.
Okay.
Brother, I am your champion. Join me.
Just lava bursts out of his mouth.
Okay, I'm going to swing my axe at you then. He obviously can't be raising it. 19. That's a crit, baby.
That does hit. Woo! Nice. Crits hit, believe it or not. Often. Crits often hit.
Crits will hit.
Have you ever had a crit not hit?
Ooh, and I'm going to reroll that one, baby. And I got a 12 with the reroll.
Oh,
baby.
Hell yeah, let's dude.
Go. Ooh.
Plus 11.
Hell yeah.
There's another one. I'm going to reroll that.
Fuck up this buddy.
And that's another 12.
What?
That's 35 and then
Jesus.
plus 6 is 41.
What? You almost kill him. He's so hurt.
Laura is showing her freckled face tonight.
You axe into this guy. You cut off half of him and he gets even smaller.
I wanted to fight with you, brother.
Oh, no.
I blow another kiss to Bev's eyelids and I take my second attack.
Hard One, it sounds like you're losing. Are you okay?
I'm not losing, dude. Open your eyes. Moonshine, unblind him. He's got to see this.
I'm glad I can't see you embarrass yourself like this.
It's a 26 to hit.
Yes, oh that hits.
Ooh. Jeez,
you're going to own a dude.
9.
9.
Yeah.
He's barely alive.
I'm not going to use my action surge then.
You could use your movement. You can hit once
and
hit another guy if you want.
All right, great. Then I'm going
to
use it.
Is he getting smaller with every hit?
Yes. He's.
So how tall is he right now?
He's teeny. He's cute.
I'm starting to use my throwing axes.
He can punch people and set them on fire.
Harlan,
that's a nat 20.
What?
For Christ's sake, Jesus.
Oh, Melora, the baby light shines between the gap in your teeth.
Honestly, Mr. Elemental, that was just such an inspiring show that you put on. That's all.
We're doing Tempest next season in Hillholm if you want a part.
When I re-roll ones and twos, but if I roll a two on
the
re-roll.
He is literally at one HP. You're not, since you guys are flying around, you're not near anyone else. You're not going to be able to cleave, but you just own him so hard. Finish him.
All right, great. I'm going to chop him in half with my big axe, then switch to my throwing axes, chop him a little further, down to an ember where I finally just smudge him out with my
right toe. Beautiful.
And I apologize like I'm crushing an ant. I'm sorry, little guy.
Insulting to the flame.
Hard one, did you kill his son?
I sure did, Pep.
Nice.
That was my son, Jeremy. He was a good boy.
Hard one, that was amazing.
Thank you.
I remember showing him how to throw fireballs.
You didn't show him that well. So yeah, now I have a second action, right?
So you still have your movement, and you have one more attack because
maybe
of your
you
acid
should
surge.
Just use your movement to try to do a split because you're on a roll right now.
That's cool. So I'm gonna try to do a split, and then as I do a split, throw a throwing axe at the air elemental that's fighting Cobb.
Okay, cool.
All
right.
My throwing axe is that's a 25 to hit.
Okay. Is there a reason you're throwing a throwing axe?
Because I wanted to do a split. Would you let me do a split and then launch into a regular attack?
Sure.
Then? All right, great. Then I'll use my real axe.
Just let my man Van Damme.
So
please.
Actually, instead of putting out the ember with
you're
my
in
foot,
the air, right? You're doing a split.
I just did a split onto the ember to crush it with my crotch.
Okay.
Disrespecting Jeremy. Yeah. And not honoring his life. And then I come out of the split and I fly towards the air elemental.
Okay. Let my goddamn man Van Damme.
That's 10 damage.
10 damage, Jesus. Okay. Yeah, you do a split, you put out a fire with your crotch, and then you swing an axe through some hot air, and you do a good job.
Woo. No, Jeremy!
That was a fun turn for me.
Ooh,
I enjoyed it.
That split got me throbbing at the nip. I'm crying from that.
Murph said that he made this encounter harder before we started.
I made this encounter harder because you guys have been such fucking dickheads.
And then I killed an elemental with my dick.
Yeah, I don't. The challenge rating on these are supposed to be like, you know, this fight is supposed to be really hard. Well, you know what? You guys haven't even fought the big guy yet.
That's true.
It's the big guy's turn, okay?
You killed Jeremy and you swung on my Janice.
Jeremy and Janice.
Oh, hard one. You killed him?
With my penis, yeah.
Whoa. You got to show me how to do that.
So he's got two flaming scimitars. He flies at you, hard one. He takes his first swing. And he rolls a two.
Whoa.
Shout out to the two crew.
Shout out.
I'm still emotional. God damn it, he rolls a three. I'm so upset.
I just want him to still be dodging doing splits.
And he does, yeah. You're just doing splits through the air, bouncing up and down as he swings on you.
Crazy, because usually, like, when you have a ton of muscles, you're not flexible, and your legs are so muscular.
You spent the day off working on my hip flexors.
Limber.
Jesus, he rolled a freaking one for damage, so he only got a five total damage.
Shut up.
He has a flame strike ability. He'll use it next time.
Is he so emotional that he's crying?
I don't let tears out.
Looks like there's a little volcano happening from your eyes.
Yeah, there's a tiny little volcano.
I love my little triplets. That is Moonshine's turn.
All right, then. I'm just going to do a third level ice knife.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Because I did
like
stack that shit because I know fire doesn't like ice. Try and tell me he likes it.
That's
I've
right.
I've been to school.
I'm going to melt the ice and turn it into water, which I don't like either.
Yeah, good.
So is that
I make a ranged spell attack on a hit. He takes 1d10 piercing damage. Hit or miss, the shard explodes. The target creature and each creature within 5 feet of the point where the ice exploded must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 2d6 cold damage, but this would be 4d6 cold damage because
shit.
I'm doing it at third level.
Okay, he's also near the air elemental because he charged
it
hard.
That's
one.
What I was hoping.
He's near Janice, the air elemental.
Janice. My children, my triplets.
I'm not gonna fucking hit!
Triplets, that must be a real handful.
Does a 10
it
hit?
It was.
Does a 10 hit?
A 10 does not hit.
I feel bad.
But it explodes, right?
Oh, yeah!
You just read it.
This is why the podcast should be on video, because your face just went from like completely crestfallen to so lit up.
Now what, they need to do dexterity saving throws?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and roll the damage and I will roll their dex throws. So big daddy passes. Little baby.
Oh no.
Fails.
15.
Okay.
15 ice damage.
Big daddy takes half.
Does ice damage hurt them more?
No.
No?
Oh, sorry.
But
does it ruin their day a little bit?
It's ice.
Got it a little bit, right?
My day a little bit.
I'm sorry. Do you know this is called ice knife?
Wouldn't yes. it be ice?
I mean, he's still wearing armor.
Okay. Now I can get revenge with my lair action. Oh, boy. This is so dirty. Okay.
Oh, no.
So, Beverly, while you're blinded, you automatically fail ability checks that require sight.
Nice.
So, one of his lair actions, you see the big fire elemental daddy guy hold a hand up and point a finger under Beverly, and you see in the boiling water underneath a glowing orange orb suddenly appears, and there's an explosion from underneath him as a geyser of boiling hot water comes up. And our boy Bev.
Are there any orbs near me?
Jeez, just think about it as a really hot bidet.
Or like a colonic.
I just had my annual colonic, though.
You can never have too many colonics, Bev. This is good for you.
22 damage.
This is good hygiene. Oh. Just
think of all the muck that's coming out of there.
I just grew those butt hairs.
Scalding hot water goes all over Bev as he's blinded, while Hard One is just having the time of his life. That is Old Cobb's turn. Old Cobb's just going to take two shots at this air elemental.
Old Cobb's got a mission.
Screw you, Janice. I'm taking you to hell with me.
Yeah.
No, she's just a baby.
Kill Janice, Cobb.
He hits her twice.
I just want to say, Fire Daddy, I respect you raising these kids on your own.
I tried my best. Their mother left a long time ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, Melora.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I got to think you could have prevented that.
I'm too passionate. Old Cobb only does 5 damage even with 2 attacks.
Oh, no.
He doesn't have a magic weapon. What can he do?
Oh, Cobb, you know.
Actually, you know what? He'll use another one of his D10s, and he does another 4 damage. This air elemental is super messed up. Janice, no! that is the mini elemental's turns. Hard One, this little air elemental, Janice, shoots a little ember onto you, then whips around it and turns it into this burst of fire.
Is it your birthday, Hard One?
Roll a dexterity saving throw, but with advantage because of Bev's spell.
Appreciate you. My little birthday present.
Who said that? Was that you, Hard One?
That is a 24.
24. You successfully save, but you do take half damage.
Mm.
So you take...
You take just the air damage, not the fire damage.
You take 10 damage.
I take 10 damage.
Yes.
Cool.
She rolled very high on her damage, so it's good that it was halved. Okay, that is now the steaming hot water elemental's turn.
It's Moonshine's turn to be attacked.
It is Moonshine's turn to be attacked, indeed. Let's see if she gets her thing back. She doesn't.
Wait, what's this elemental's name?
Oh, you don't know yet. I haven't told you.
Jeremy, Janice.
Please tell me her name.
I've got to think Janet.
Jocelyn.
It's got to be Jocelyn.
Just give Bev something.
It's JoJo.
JoJo.
JoJo swings
That's
and misses.
So fun.
Oh, bizarre.
You raised these kids really poorly.
Really good, Moonshine. Bizarre.
He did his best.
Very good. Very good. Everyone had fun. Bev, that is your
love
turn.
Love that reference. I'm just going to go ahead and keep chucking out helping spells, which is what I call support spells. Helping spells. I'm going to...
Another helping of that helping spell.
I'm going to cast Aid on everyone.
Ooh.
Which, if, as you recall, your hit points and hit point maximum go up by 5.
Ooh, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Dang, y'all.
And since I can't see what I'm doing, I kind of just spin around in the air and like... I guess kind of just like strings of spell goop just kind of like exude from me. So like try and fall into the radius
okay.
of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bev, go ahead and rub your eyes.
All right, cool. Here we go.
It's really in there.
Oh, if you rub them hard enough, you can see fireworks. It's really fun.
Still blind?
Your boy's still blind.
Hasn't there been another episode where Bev was blind for most of the time?
This paralyzed. Is very much like the Ezri episode where he was just knocked out the whole time. He kept falling asleep. Bev, very susceptible to ash and sleeping gas. That is Hard One's turn. Hard One, you're up in the mix with this very hurt air elemental and Big Daddy, Big Fire Daddy.
Sweet. You know what? I think... it's fun to kill his children in front of him. I'm going to swing it.
Janice is the smartest one. Don't do it.
Janice is the deadest one. 25.
That hits, believe it or not.
17.
She's gone.
No.
Give it up for Janice.
Does the fire elemental cry actual tears? And could we make him cry so hard at the death of his children that he would get... he would take damage from his own tears.
Could he extinguish himself?
No, 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 and no. All right. All of your questions.
I think I presented a pretty sound logical case.
You're right, he's dead. You're all level 7.
Yay!
cool. Yeah, you kill this. Finish her.
Great. I cut until she's nice and small, and I do a split and quench her little air with my crotch.
Oh! You've extinguished... the flame of my life.
Sorry, I did a split and I think I tooted a little bit.
Hardwad, did you learn this all at Shay's Yogalati?
Yeah, you know what? She's really open about my hip flexors.
Ooh.
You son of a bitch.
I'm going to swing my axe at him. I get another
Go for it. Yeah, you got another
Bev is essentially listening to this podcast.
That's insane. That's a nat 20.
This is insane. Hardwad's big day.
This is, I cannot wait for that dude that does the NADPOD stats to do this episode.
Hard One's big squatting adventure.
My God. Yeah, it's all in the legs. It really is.
Yeah.
I like that you fight with an axe and you also do splits. You're just really all split themed.
31.
Jesus.
That hurts him. That hurts him a lot. He's a lot stronger than his children, but that hurts.
It doesn't hurt him almost.
You limber son of a bitch. My heart hurts worse than anything your axe could ever do.
Oh, he's starting to cry. He's getting steamy.
Stop. You can't see anything. You're lying.
I can smell the vapor.
Yeah, he can just hear the sizzle of your tears.
Yeah.
Smoke coming out all over his face. That is his turn. He gets disadvantage on attacks against Hard One, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wow. I'm in his head.
Yeah, you are.
You're in my head, you son of a bitch.
He starts to, he's not going to disengage. You get an attack of opportunity. He's going to fly away from you.
He's going to try to get disengaged?
He's going to go after Beverly.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'm going to take the opportunity attack.
Cool.
Oh, because it isn't smart for him to go because of.
Yes, it's a bad idea.
That was a 20, not nat.
Not nat.
Yeah.
Yes, it hits.
Oh!
16 damage.
You limber piece of shit.
Super hurt.
Okay. I loved your play, though. 10 out of 10, would see again.
He's going to use his fiery strikes this time on Bev. Gets advantage because he's blind.
But Bev has resistance to fire.
It's true.
Oh, shit. And he just rolled a 5 and a 1.
Yep.
So he misses one time. I'm so emotional. You'd think that fire would be anger, but it's just passion. It's just everything. It's all of it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's all
hot.
Of it.
Yeah.
It's all of it.
You're feeling too many feelings,
I'm going to kill you, kid. My God, I rolled so bad. He rolled 18 that time? That still doesn't do it, right? Are you 19?
Yep, 19.
God damn it.
Wow, you're just bubbling up to the surface.
You rolled an 11 and a 2 that time. One more. That time he did it. Okay. Aww. 19 exactly.
You know what? Good for you.
I was almost rooting for him.
Yeah.
The fireman coming.
We want you to get one good one in.
All right.
Poor son of a wick.
All right.
That's good.
That time he did 16 damage. He finally swings and hits
Bev
you.
Bev takes half, though.
You resistant? God damn it! Yep. You take 8.
8.
Fuck you guys!
No,
fuck you!
That looked like it really fucked him up.
Flashback. That's just me saying it, not the monster. Just fuck you guys.
Flashback to Murph last night planning this out, being like, I'll make more monsters.
Moonshine, it's your turn.
Okay, I'd like to turn to this fire elemental and I say, you know the greatest thing about having children?
So many things. Seeing them in you, seeing the way that, seeing them smile, seeing them learn something new.
This is my monologue. It's watching them grow. And then I point down to JoJo and I create and I cast Tidal Wave on the water to attack him.
Okay, cool.
As the water rises, I put a crawfish in there.
It boils instantly, brown stuff comes out.
Best part of the fish.
He has to make a dexterity saving throw. On a failure, he takes 4d8 bludgeoning damage and is knocked prone. On a success, he takes half damage.
Okay.
It also extinguishes unprotected flames in its area.
Okay. He has water susceptibility. All it says is that if he moves through water, he does 1d4 cold damage. But that's weird. It doesn't say anything about what should happen if he's hit by water. Uh-huh. So I'll just say you can add another d8 to your damage to him. But he failed.
He failed. Whoa, that's 5d8?
So you basically engulfed his daughter in water and then turned the tidal wave against him. So his daughter is essentially like trying to drown him.
He has a water daughter.
You got
Jojo, no, my little water daughter.
That water daughter just did you 17 and you're knocked prone.
Oh, wow.
Knocked prone in the air. Ah! All right, that is back to lair action. And this fire elemental goes, "You, witch, you knocked me over and turned my daughter against me. Those are the things I'm mad about in that order."
I don't know. Maybe she's a teenager. She might just be rebelling on her own.
Yeah, I didn't
or
even
maybe
see her.
I'm a powerful witch and the champion of the ocean. Who knows?
I honestly didn't see her cast a spell. I think your daughter hates you, but
I didn't see it either.
Don't say that. He throws ash at your eyes. Go ahead and roll a dexterity saving throw.
All of us?
No, just Moonshine.
15.
15 saves.
Woo!
You are not
water
blinded.
Is good.
You fly out of the way.
Oh, tough luck. You're blinded too, huh?
Can I save by doing a split?
Yes.
Inspired by
hard one. You do a split under the ash. It comically hits his daughter in the face. Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
Hard one nods.
Oh, I'm sorry. My beautiful.
Why she hates
my beautiful
you.
Child. I'm sorry for ashing you. That is old Cobb's turn.
Ashed by your dad. Rough day.
Water daughter gets ashed by her dad.
Hey, man, I'm going to kill your water daughter.
He rolls a 5 and a 2 on his two attacks. He shoots. Old Cobb accidentally just shoots the sea.
Cobb. Just an... She's over here.
Oh, there's water everywhere, man. She's huge. She's huge. She's all over the
Don't
place.
Don't say that about his daughter, man.
Cobb is cleaning house, it sounds like.
It is Water Daughter's turn. Let's see if Water Daughter can get her ability back, and she
Jojo
does.
Jojo the Water Daughter.
So this sizzling Water Daughter is going to try to go through
Come
Moonshine, going to try to scald her.
I put my lips out for a kiss.
Okay. She tries to kiss you and scald your face. Go ahead and roll a dexterity saving
the
throw.
The water daughter is going to scald her. Not quite a rhyme. Edit that out, Murph.
13.
That's good. That's good. That's some Eminem stuff.
13 a save.
You do save.
I do?
Yeah, you save.
Hell yeah.
She's got a better, a worse save.
I turn to the fire elemental and I say, "Your daughter's coming on to me, but don't worry, I rebuffed her advances."
She still turns into water and splashes you a bit. You take half.
Okay.
For, you take 5 damage.
Can you say that again? I need another laugh.
That is Beverly's turn.
What can I do?
So blind. I love that it is like you're an actual little kid, though, with
yeah.
something in his eye, because you're just like rubbing it in worse.
I think at this point, I've accidentally flipped upside down, and I do not know which way is up or down anymore.
You're afraid to fly because you might just like go straight yeah. into some boiling water and die.
Yeah, you know what? I guess I'll just kind of go wild. I'll just start spinning and try and aim for whatever I can.
Yeah, the
probably the
water daughter
thing.
Is there, and fire daddy is also there.
I'm just gonna aim for the warmest thing around.
Okay, so big fire daddy is the warmest.
When I was little, I went to a sauna with my dad, and then I saw a guy there, and he had really big testicles, and I was worried that when I got older, my testicles would be big, and that I would have to carry them around in a wheelbarrow. But it turns out that he just had a sickness, and well, I don't know what the point of the story is, but
and I slice my sword.
Every day, Bev, huh? Every day, something new.
You remind me of Jeremy.
God bless this little youngin'.
I feel like Jeremy and I would have really gotten along. That's 21.
21?
Yeah.
With disadvantage?
Oh, I forgot to roll again.
Roll at disadvantage.
12.
No, you swing around wildly while you're blind and you do not hit.
Okay.
But it was a good story, Bev.
Moonshine has to duck and do another split.
Actually, actually, Hard One, they're pretty easy, huh? You think it's just the elemental chaos making them easier?
I think it's just our body's got bendy out here.
Ooh, yeah.
I forgot about my second attack. I'm a little disoriented.
Be careful about splits in the creek. There's a lot of bugs might crawl up there.
It's 11.
11 plus 8?
No, just 11.
11 total. That does not hit.
Okay.
You swing wildly. Moonshine once again needs to do another split to not get hit by Bev wild and out. Bev, go ahead and rub them eyes. All right. Rub them beady little eyes.
Oh, Melora, someone get this guy.
Quit touching the eyes,
Ben. I'm gonna roll my rub dice. Ooh, 14 Ooh. Plus, what's my constitution?
You're good, you save.
Yay!
Ah! All you have to do is 15. You've
Can we say that he did that annoying thing that kids do where they flip their eyelid inside out? Oh, I hate
Gross.
That.
Gross.
Yeah, he's got those little red things out. And the ash is flipped inside his eyes.
I pull out some Visine eye drops. Okay. Hey, oh, wow, everyone's dead.
Yeah, you missed a lot.
Yeah, you did it, young Bev.
That's hard, that one, hard one.
That was all you.
Honestly, it was very fun listening to you. It was a very entertaining audio drama.
Oh, interesting.
I'd recommend it to my friends.
I'd rate it 5 stars.
Rate and subscribe on Apple iTunes.
I want to fly up to this elemental and say, I'm going to do you the honor of killing you before you have to watch your third daughter die.
Thank you. A parent elemental should not bury his...
14 probably doesn't hit.
14 does not hit, prick.
But, you know, I'm going to use one of my luck points and reroll that.
Okay.
And 24 probably does hit.
That does hit.
15 damage.
Jesus!
He's right hurt.
No father should have to watch his daughter be quelched. Take my second attack. God damn, that's an 18 plus 27.
Yes, that hits.
You roll good.
This episode.
Did you take these dice to a witch?
You freaking cheating, dude?
11.
11 damage?
Yeah. Did you wash your dice?
He's still alive, but super hurt.
Ha, I might get to watch my daughter die after all.
I'm sorry I failed
you. Oh, boy.
That is the fire elemental's turn. Okay, so Hard One's got advantage against him. I guess he'll just keep swinging on Beverly, even though Beverly is not going to get...
Bring it! Wow, I see him now. He's really big.
Yes, I'm terrified.
We were far
point,
away before.
At this point, nobody's scared of me anymore.
He's a grieving father. He's no threat. I honestly just want to hug you, pal.
Your eyes are so red like mine. Have you been crying?
No.
8 damage on the first hit, Bev. Takes a second swing.
Well, half of 8, right? Half
God it, yeah. Damn it, 4. He does hit on the second attack, though. Half of 10, so 5. Takes a third attack, and he misses.
Okay. I'm at 22 HP, just a heads up.
Oh, I can heal you.
That is Moonshine's turn.
Don't say it like that.
Oh, I can heal you.
Okay, all right.
I go straight.
I blind
and
myself.
I go straight and I put my hands on his eyes and I cure wounds him for, let's do second level. If you're on second level, let's do second level.
Ooh, does it clear out my bloodshot eyes?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you're like Ben Stein himself.
Who
15!
Could forget?
15!
Thank you.
15 HP. Okay.
Wow.
So you guys are all gathered in now. And he goes, ha ha, you're all gathered in now. And you see another one of these orange orbs appear in the water below you guys.
This had to be your plan, losing all of your children.
It was all worth it.
Steam.
We
from
totally
the tears
fell into your trap.
We all hold hands like in the Toy Story 3.
All according to plan.
If we're going to die, we might as well die together as a family because we're all still here.
don't rub it in.
Roll dexterity saving throws. You guys get Bev's plus 4.
I got a 23.
I got a 19.
10.
Okay. Even with the plus 4?
Yeah.
That's bad. This geyser goes up.
Don't let it get in your eyes.
Boiling hot water comes up. 9, 10, 15, 17... 20 damage. Bev and Moonshine take half. Hard One, you take the full 20.
Ow-wee! Your daughter is hot.
Old Cobb says,
water daughter. More like dead water daughter.
Yeah, Cobb.
Old Cobb, cool it, buddy.
Cobb still got it.
No, you know what? Fuck this guy.
It's a little fierce.
I don't like him.
He does 3 damage because it's all rounded down.
On the water daughter?
On the water daughter. First time she was hit.
Oh, wow.
That is Water Daughter, sir.
All right, cool.
Water Daughter. Let's see if she gets her thing back. She doesn't. So she's just going to take a boiling hot slap at Moonshine.
Woo-hoo!
Bring it on,
come on. Put some Zatarans on that.
She tries to boil slap ya and misses.
Why are you slapping me? I'm not the one getting fresh.
It's okay, JoJo. Don't get frustrated. Don't get frustrated, honey.
God, your family sucks.
That's Beth's turn.
Okay, I want to Divine Smite this daddy.
Sweet. So swing and then see if you hit.
Mm-hmm.
Fire daddy.
That's a 16. Does that hit?
That does not hit. Right. You hit his armor.
Oh, nice. Great armor. I just wanted to test to make sure that it was as strong as it looks.
Thanks. Every once in a while, people hit it.
Who got you this armor? Was it a Father's Day gift?
Oh.
Oh.
Absolutely brutal.
I kind of miss my dad, so I'm taking it out on you.
Hey, it's okay. Do you want to be my son?
Sorry, I've already got a dad. His name is Balnor.
You've got two. Yeah, I was going to say.
I've got two great dads. One of them strong, one of them
you
weak.
You have two dads? That's terrible. That's terrible for me to hear.
Wait a minute. You could be my third hot dad. That's a 21.
21 hits, yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I'm going to cast this at second level. So that's 3d8s. How about it, huh?
Jeez.
That's 17.
Plus your normal damage.
Plus my normal damage.
Yeah,
okay.
Do your normal attack.
9 plus 17 is 26.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Beverly, finish Fire Daddy.
I close my eyes.
Okay.
And I spin around and I do my trademark Dizzy Bevy.
Okay.
Dizzy, dizzy, dizzy.
I love a dizzy bevy. They're playing it at the crick.
Yeah. Everybody do that. And yeah, shout out. Everybody do that dizzy bevy.
So then we get in a circle around Bev and sort of spin him like a washing machine.
You spin him like a top. Beverly slices through the sky and he goes, "Water daughter, let me see you one last time." And he looks at his daughter and he says, "Run now. Run, my child." And you see she just joins the rest of
Hardwood
the scene.
Throws an axe at her.
She explodes.
She'll touch her.
You guys brutally kill Water Daughter in front of him.
You know, she's going to be so sad without him. Might as well.
You did her a service.
Yeah.
He completely dissipates, and you guys feel the area around you cool, and the water stops boiling.
Oh, I dip my toe in. I just gonna soak it.
Yeah?
I pencil dive.
You guys pencil dive into the water.
Yeah, I should, like, turn off the flight for a second, just cannonball in.
Ocean's just one big bathtub.
I say, whale, your champion has returned.
I feel like I definitely earned this fire element.
Yeah, you did. Kill him.
I got that. I got that killing shot. That's true.
Yeah, so you guys, you guys are hot tubbing it right now.
Hell yeah.
And then you do see this little flicker of fire appear. And this guy goes, "Well, you've sufficiently quelled my passion and my rage. Who is it that's fire burns brighter than mine? Who wishes to wield the power of flame and become my little boy? And become my son?"
I hold up my finger and say, "It is I." But then I realize I'm not facing him because I've still got a little ash in my eye.
Right, okay. Turn around, son.
Oh, ah, there you are.
Hi.
I dumped Beverly's head underwater.
Oh, much better. "I will accept your flame. I already hold the flame of Pelor in my heart, and I will add your fire to its bright, white, blazing glory."
I don't know what that means, but I appreciate the
sentiment. Do you want to be my dad or not?
I do want to be your dad. Get over here, kiddo.
All right. I hug my new dad.
New hot dad.
Wow. This is making me rethink my relationship with the ocean.
I love my hot dad.
Beverly runs up and hugs this teeny little ember in the air.
I kiss my new hot dad.
Beverly kisses his hot dad, and suddenly Beverly bursts into flames.
Oh no!
You see, his skin melts off.
Oh, fuck.
And beneath it is this glowing red being of pure fire and rage.
I'm really flipping pissed!
Beverly, you feel a deep anger burning within you, but you feel in complete control of it, and you let out a mighty laugh. Bev, what's the mighty laugh sound like?
Tee! No, that's not big sound!
flames burst with power around him, and finally, Beverly's appearance returns to normal. But Bev, you feel stronger than before. You can add 1 to strength.
How's my acne looking?
Oh, your acne clears right up.
Hell yeah.
It got burned off. Or you know what it looks like? It looks like after you put a lot of cream on it and it's kind of dried. You've essentially been like...
I'm fucking clear still clear.
Babe, yeah. You use an Accutane? Be careful.
Yeah, it's really messing with my mood.
Yeah, yeah, Bev is on Accutane. That's what happened.
That's what you should use instead of your sword.
He's angry and dry. He's no longer greasy. So you can add 1 to strength.
Ooh.
You are now resistant to fire damage forever.
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
All this, seeing them get along so chummy, Moonshine's starting to regret that she and the water elemental didn't hit it off better. So I'd like to just dive down and knock on her door, try and repair this relationship.
You take almost a full half hour to get down there to this temple. She's just sitting in her quarters again. You solve the puzzle again. You go down. Ah, who has challenged me? The queen of... Oh. Hello?
I don't know if this is weird. Do you want to be my mom and... kiss?
I... don't. I absolutely don't.
I hold my arms up for a hug. I hold my arms up for a hug.
Okay, I'll give you one last hug if you promise to leave.
Okay, I hold it.
Okay, she hugs you.
I take her by the shoulders and I'm like, I think this was good. I'm glad we did this. Do you feel that?
My champion, I feel it. I feel the power of the sea going through you.
Yeah, I think we needed this. Huh?
Well, I'll see you later, right?
Oh, Mom, you are something else.
Probably have to get going. Probably have to get going, don't you?
Hey, you got any food in the fridge?
I don't eat.
Oh, by the way, I got all this laundry. Can I just do it here real quick?
I'm going to just... For the record, you can breathe underwater, but for now, she clicks and suddenly you can't breathe underwater.
I love Tough you, love. Mom, and I swim up.
You furiously swim back up.
Hard One is like, Moonshine, you were gone for an hour.
I'm so sorry. I guess the fact that we're in this time vacuum made me feel frivolous about the use of time.
The hot tub's been fine.
But good news is, Water Elemental has agreed to let me call her Mom.
That's huge.
That's great.
So I got a meemaw and a ma.
You know what? Some people say that a family is one mom and one dad, but that's not true. It can be as many dads or moms as you want. Well,
I have no mom and no dad, and you have 3 dads and you have 2 moms. Sounds fair to me.
Hey, but you got that uncle, huh?
Yeah.
That seemed to mean something.
You got I have an uncle that's a rat.
That's right.
I would say that the big rock guy could be your uncle, too.
All you have in life is your family.
Go ask him. Go ask the rock guy.
I don't know.
The
old cop just goes, Gemma. And he just...
okay.
I'll ask him on my way out, too. Gemma.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up, they are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
I'm going to sleep in a big fire bed with my dad.
All right, kiddo, let's, what do you say we play a little ball, huh?
I play some catch with my fire dad.
It only feels like a second
time. Yeah, Bev stays for another full day. Really gets to know his fire dad.
I spend an entire week with my fire dad, which I guess would only be like, how many minutes?
It'd be like a couple hours.
Okay. And the bug's creeping in.
All right. No.
Another frog hemoth comes and we have to quell it.
Yeah, I say Gemma with a J.
Okay. You guys all suddenly, you shoot up and you're back at the crypt. You see Meemaw, the old folks, and Balinor watching dutifully over you. Here's the thing. You guys are just as beat up as you just were.
Oh.
So you guys are a little bit fucked up.
Hmm.
And you hear Meemaw go, oh, welcome back. How's your nap?
Restorative. Balinor, did you put on more clothes?
Yes, I put my t-shirt back on because I figured the ceremony was over. There were some mosquitoes that came near you. I hope I wasn't out of line by smacking them off of you.
Balinor, do you got those little belts that people wear on their calves to keep their socks
I
on?
Absolutely do. Yeah, Balinor is wearing his socks.
Hard One can't help but notice that Moonshine has a lot of mosquito bites. Balinor, where were you on?
Well, I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's just right here in my top shelf.
Balinor, I woke up and I've been rolled over. Is there a reason for that?
You know what, kiddo? We're just not going to talk about that in front of anyone, are we? No, we're not.
Can you give me some pants?
Everybody puts their clothes back on. Ooh. And Meemaw goes, well, I've done just about all I can do for you. I don't know if it's enough to defeat Maribel, but it's your best shot. Tonight we'll have a big feast for y'all, and we'll send you off tomorrow morning if you're still up to the task.
Of course we are. Meemaw, can I run something by you real quick?
Absolutely, youngin.
I've got something that's really needling me, and that's that when we're in this elemental chaos, all these darn elementals were immune to poison, and I'm worried that Mirabelle's going to have the same situation.
Tell you what, youngin, you call on the elements in your time of need, and they'll provide.
I see, Mima. Okay.
She winks at you.
I still like that rope idea, right? It's good.
The rope idea? That's good, Mama goes. Mother, it is inadvisable to use that. We're kidding around, Mama. Jeez. I tell you, never awaken your possum.
Keep it light, Mama. Keep it light.
Hard One bows before Mama.
Ah, a true warrior.
My queen.
It is good to see you again, my champion. You didn't become anyone else's champion, did you?
I own the earth, but I own it for you, Mama. All I do for Mama.
She kisses you on the forehead.
I want to go over to Balinor.
Oh, the kiss of a possum. Supposed to make you virile.
I've never heard that. I go over to Balinor and I turn his shirt around because it was inside out and backwards.
Oh, thanks, kiddo.
The V was on the back.
These undershirts, you know, you worry about the breastplate, but sometimes you put the old t-shirt on backwards.
Yeah, they don't have the tag in them.
They don't have the tags anymore.
Yeah.
I can't help but notice that somebody else's initials are sewn onto the
shirt. Oh, weird. I remember my name being Balinor, but wait, you just see a 1,000-yard stare.
Balinor.
Who am I?
Whose side were you on in this other life?
Truthfully, I don't really remember anything.
Who were you, Balinor?
Suddenly, you guys hear a crick youngin' yelling,
Meemaw, somebody here. Somebody's saying they can cure crick rot. Somebody's saying they can cure crick rot.
That's
Let's
big.
Let's run towards the youngin.
Meemaw goes, oh, some traveling preacher or something.
Is it a dang gnome? Is it?
And somebody says it's a big man. He's a human. He says he can cure crick rot.
Okay, I mean, fool me once. I'm running towards him.
Oh, yeah, we're all running towards the youngins.
Yeah.
Meemaw kind of waves you guys off. But do you guys all run towards the youngins?
Yeah, I'll check this out.
Cool. So you guys see all of these crick elves are gathered around the fire by the grandma tree. And they're all looking up at this man who's standing atop the speaking stump. He's a human. He's like a young, energetic, charismatic man, handsome with short blonde hair.
Presumptuous. His name is Salad.
He's dressed in a priest's outfit, wearing a long white robe with a holy symbol dangling, the golden sword symbol, the symbol of the chosen. And you guys see around him are about 5 chosen knights. And
what the freaking heck?
And he speaks and he goes, friends, I am Brother Albrecht, and I am here to tell you that there is a cure for your suffering. Only the light can break this terrible curse that has afflicted your people. My traveling companions and I here are members of a group called the Chosen. We worship the only God who lives on our mortal plane and takes care of her people. The name of this one true God is Theala, and she loves you whether or not you know it yet. Step forward, one of you who is afflicted, and I will cure you by Theala's light.
Hard one, throw the head at him.
Oh, shit, I do have Glad's head on this still, right?
Yeah. You guys would also know that the Crick Elves don't really know who the Chosen are. They're pretty disconnected from the rest of the outside world, so they've probably heard, you know, some rumors about what's going on in Galadron, but they don't really know the powers that are at play there. Like, to them, Theala being in charge or the Boy King, they don't really know because they're not officially aligned with anyone. Like, Cooter was going to the city to, you know, get his people healed, but he was just going to see the nice priests there. He didn't really bend knee
to the Boy King.
Right, exactly.
No one's bending any knees. It's an anarchy here down on the crick.
You see the crick folk are getting excited. They're like, what?
I step forward. And I say, you know, that's crazy because I've been feeling a little itchy. I wonder if I'm getting sick.
He looks you up and down. Well, young lady, you look completely healthy. Do you have crick rot?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Where are the scabs? How
slept
may I help
with
you?
A man who, you know, had crick rot. Woman, actually. I wink at him.
He turns and looks away from Moonshine. Anyone else who is actually sick want to step up?
Okay, I turn around to the crowd and I said, no one is falling for this. I don't like this guy.
Hey, let him show us. Let's see what he can do.
Youngin, know your place. What are you?
Hard one shoves the guy off the stump.
Yeah.
And he places Moonshine on the stump.
Brother Albrecht goes, wow, shoving an official representative of the city of Galadron. Some might call that an act of hostility from the Crick. I thought you guys were known for your hospitality, but...
Oh, all right, you're going to go after the hospitality?
Hey, you're not being very hospitable. Moonshine, what are you doing? We
Excuse
got a nice
you?
Man. He says he's gonna cure Crick rot.
You know, this is the problem with us Cricks. We trust every traveling wizard over each other. Everyone, go home.
But I want to see if we got visitors, Moonshine.
Okay.
All right.
It sounds like they really want. All right. You know what?
Fine.
This is an anarchy, and right now it's behaving like one.
Go ahead.
I believe in anarchy. I believe in communal anarchy. So.
I'm curious too, actually. Let's see. Yeah. Let's see if this guy can cure crick rot.
All right.
Yeah.
But just know, if you hurt one of these afflicted folk, we will turn on you so quick, you will be replacing the crawdaddy in the boil tonight.
Yeah, that's right. We'll turn on you.
Yeah.
You're going to go in the timeout bag, bitch.
That's just as well. Not planning on hurting anyone. Just here to spread my message of the light.
All right. I really, really slowly get off the stump. Like, really slowly and petulantly.
We're sitting front row.
I, like, kick a little dirt onto the stump. And I'm like, all right.
Our arms are all crossed.
For you. Show me what you got.
All right, let's give it up for your sister here. Right?
Yeah, moonshine. All we right. like moonshine.
Okay.
Hard one clap super hard. Woo!
Where'd they teach you how to clap?
I only ever swung pickaxes at rock.
So you see, Brother Albrecht goes, obviously, I do not have the power of the god herself, but I do have a scroll here that can demonstrate for you what she is capable of. Son, why don't you come up here? And you see he points to Cooter, who has like minor crick rod. He just has some scabs. And he goes, me? Well, I mean, I'm trying to help other people. I don't know. I feel like... Then you're exactly the one that I should be helping, brother. Let's give it up for... what is your name, son? Right. My name's Cooter.
It's Cooter.
Everyone starts cheering for Cooter. Cooter's nice.
Hardwood clap like super Cooter. Loud for Cooter, too.
Yeah, I mean, we like Cooter.
I mean, it's like you're missing Cooter. Half the time. It's like so watching it's a high five not connect.
Hand onto the hand. Hardwood takes out the wood block.
The point is to make that smack sound.
He's so coordinated with that wood block, though.
You see Cooter joins Brother Albrecht up on the stump. Brother Albrecht pulls out a scroll and begins reading. You see his eyes go back as he speaks in tongues until finally there's a bright flash of light. You hear all of the crickets go, the scroll disappears. And when your vision comes back, you guys see the scabs just fall off Cooter.
Can I make a religion check to see if I can infer, like,
yeah, go for
how
it.
This is working?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm still tired from my hug with my hot dad. That's a 3.
Ash in your eyes still.
Yeah.
A 3.
It's a 6 total, but 3. Yeah.
6 total. Yeah. You can't totally tell. I mean, it's obviously a spell scroll.
Yeah.
So he's a missionary of Theala. Has some kind of powerful spell
okay.
from her.
Hmm.
Everyone looks at this and starts cheering like crazy. Oh, he just cured Cooter. And Cooter just goes, I feel like dancing. And Cooter just starts hopping up on the stump and dancing around and everybody's cheering. And this guy speaks up and he goes, the Chosen have reclaimed Galadron from the evil boy king, and now there is a place in the city of God for all of you. Join us. Together we will ride to Galadron, and God herself will heal you all. And you hear a bunch of people being like, oh, well, we can't leave the crick. But you hear a couple people are like clapping and cheering. Hey, we gotta do what we gotta do. We gotta leave the crick. This is the only person that's been able to heal us.
Yeah.
Hey, can you got any more of those scrolls? I'm sorry, that was the only one I had, but if anyone wants to come with me to Galadron, we'll get you healed right up and
all
you can
right,
join us.
All right, it's our turn on the stump.
Hold on,
push him off. Let's think. Hey, everybody, it's me.
Hey, Hardwood.
Hardwood Surefoot. That's
you're
right.
You're our guest. Everybody give it up for Hardwood. You see the Chosen right. don't clap. They fold their arms.
Now, why would Theala be the one person that could cure crick rot if Theala wasn't the one person that caused crick rot?
You hear from the crowd. Hey, why did Theala, why would Theala make crick rot? Why would make Theala make crick rot?
Okay, youngins and Petries, gather round. Okay.
Yeah, it's the story stuff now.
You're Brother Albrecht. That's ridiculous. She's a cleric. She did not curse all of these people. Why would I be healing people of crick rot if she wants to take out the crick?
Y'all, do not be lured into this. This is a trap. This Theala woman, all these chosen folk, I watch them kill innocent folk. They demand of you what you should not give. It is not a good trait. I am going to cure crick rot.
How are you going to cure crick rot? We don't even know what causes it.
Because,
keep in mind, nobody else knows what's going on.
Because someone found out. Okay, just give me a week. I'll cure crick rot. If I don't cure crick rot in a week, y'all can go to wherever you want to go. Y'all can abandon the crick like a bunch of ingrates.
We don't want to. Moonchad, we're just sick. We don't want to abandon the crick.
I know, and I'm saying give me a week.
Hey, that sounds like a good idea. We should trust our own kind.
Good point, Petrie.
Petrie makes a good point. Another Petrie agree.
While all of this is happening, Cooter also goes, you know,
Mr. Albrecht, brother, sir, I do appreciate you healing me, but we used to be healed by Merrick Highhill, so we lack the Green Knights and stuff that were there, so I don't know. Maybe Moonshine's right, y'all.
Yeah, they killed Merrick Highhill.
What?
These folk.
It's still dangerous in Galateron.
That is not true, okay? There was...
Who are you gonna trust? Some outsider or your sister? Most of you probably none of us really know.
We came from Galateron. We fought on the winning side of the Galateron Silver... Well, the retreating side of the Galateron Civil War.
It's really more of a tie.
So Moonshine gives this impassioned plea that says, don't leave the crick.
And I will cure crick rot for you. I just need some time.
I think we should trust our sister as opposed to some flimsy scroll.
Me too.
That's good. Harwan, that was good.
Did I sound like Petrie?
Yeah.
Moonshine, go ahead and, because these are your people, roll with advantage on a persuasion check.
Okay. 17.
17. Okay. You see they give you a long look, and then they start kind of whispering amongst each other, and you hear them being like, I mean, if Moonshine says she can do it, then be better than leaving the crick, right?
Yeah, and Moonshine rolled a 17.
You hear someone yell in the back, though, Moonshine doesn't know nothing. Someone else yells,
Hey,
that's my sister you're talking about. Hey, that's my sister, too. And you see a bunch of guys just start wrestling each other until finally Brother Albrecht speaks up. Gentle people of the crick, your sister here is absolutely right. If she believes that she can cure crick rot in 1 week, how about we chosen hang out here and wait? And should she not be able to deliver, you can all come with me.
This is the same chosen that murdered the king of Galateron.
Oh, we
turned on the Green Knights,
there are
White
many
Knights.
Wars. This is the same Galateron that
you
did not even
a civil
consider.
War.
This is the same.
You started a civil
this
war.
This is the same Galateron that did not even consider the Crick Elves in the war against Asmodeus. They did not even consider the Crick Elves people. They went to the High Elves.
That's a bad faith argument, sir.
Yeah, that is.
I don't know what a bad faith argument is. I don't like High Elves.
I'd like to go into the corner and have a private moment with myself. And just pray to Melora and be like, Melora, Fiala's running circles around you right now.
Okay.
You're going to have to step it up.
You just get hit with a windy branch.
Oh, okay. I see. I'm supposed to trust you rather than ask. No, I'm telling you, step it the fuck up. All right, cool. You know what? Y'all can stay in my stump. The whole lot of you.
We couldn't possibly fit in one big stump.
No.
One big stump.
I'm sleeping outside.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Do you mean the chosen could stay in the stump?
Yeah, I meant the chosen.
Oh, we were confused. We thought you meant like the whole crick could stay in the stump.
Oh, Melora, where are you?
The chosen.
Yeah, y'all can all stay in my stump. I'll make you jambalaya for breakfast every morning.
Well, thank you for your hospitality.
Of course, that's what we're known for.
And what is your name? Yeah, you see, they dismiss the crowd, and the crowd walks off, and they go, Moonshine's gonna cure crick rot. She's walking around here like she knows who her daddy is.
I'm grabbing the timeout bag, and I'm putting some youngins in my timeout bag, and I'm taking them for a lap.
Moonshine just scoops up a youngin in the timeout bag.
Scoop him up, walk him around. No kissing back there.
Just wriggling around.
Can I talk to this Albrecht guy?
Yeah.
So as a veteran of the Civil War, what happened with the
war criminal?
What happened with that boy king?
The boy king. Well, that information hasn't been made public yet. Look, I don't know what you're trying to do, but we actually have the ability to help these people.
Yeah, well, that makes two of us, because I don't know what you're trying to do, and I have the ability to help these people.
Don't you know what Theala did?
Of course I know what she did.
That she let the devil... She replaced the devil, and she let Maribel the Terrible escape. You know this.
Theala is going to kill all of the false gods.
When?
She didn't let any devil escape. We are just pawns in this fight
of the gods. I am honored to be on the side of Theala when she wipes this world of all evil.
I report spores. And I'm saying, should one of us call upon our elemental and just wipe out these chosen?
Do we even need the elementals?
Save it for the fog.
Whip their ass right now.
I think there's too many.
How many nights are there?
There's just five in the sky.
Hey, guys, if we kill some missionaries from Galateron, they might come back on the crick. It's up to you guys.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, we don't want to start a war.
That's fair.
I just hate these motherfuckers.
I hate this so much.
You guys, look, I know everybody's steaming mad, but there's just five of them, six of them. Meemaw's here. If these guys are just staying here, there's nothing they could do with just six. They can't kill anybody.
Fine. You know what? Let's boil some crawfish. I think I might be a little hangry right now.
Yeah.
A bit.
We eat. Go to bed.
I do want
to
ask Albrecht a question real quick. Why did you only bring one scroll? If you really wanted to cure the Crick folk, you would have brought more scrolls.
I don't know how easily you think these scrolls can be made, ones that, destroy curses that high-level clerics couldn't cure, but let's just say they're not easy to come by.
I just got a question. Why would you come into other towns and ask them to come back to Galateron? Wouldn't it be better for spreading the word of Theala to have, devotees in different regions?
You see, he puts his hand on both of your shoulders, and he kind of squeezes tight, and he goes...
Ow! Okay, I put my hand on his shoulder, and I squeeze it just as tight.
You see, one of these knights comes over, and he also squeezes your shoulder tight.
I put my hand on his thigh.
You put your hand on his thigh and squeeze tight. He uses his other hand to squeeze your other shoulder tight.
I put my hand on just his ear.
I start playing footsie with him.
He kicks you a little bit. We know that if we were to fight you right now, we probably couldn't take all of you, let alone...
Definitely.
All of the people...
Honestly, I'm just going to put it out there. That feels good to hear.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to say, but it's comforting for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on the other hand, if you kill us, you sentence your people to war, essentially. So.
Y'all are dirty. You are just enjoying this little power. What do you call them? Teeter-totter things that people go on?
Mm-hmm. Seesaw?
Power trip?
Seesaw. This little power seesaw. You like it because we got to balance it.
That's right.
A fulcrum.
Now, is there like a Murphy bed situation or...
Yeah, there's a bunch of Murphy beds. Just if you just pull on any handle in the wall, probably a bed will pop out.
There was a guy sleeping there the other night.
Yeah.
He might still be around.
Yeah, toilet's full of acorns. You just gonna pee around them.
Right. Well, I'm not super excited to stay here for a week, but I suppose we don't have much of a choice.
No. I don't think you do.
Well,
I think I promised y'all jambalaya, so I best get to picking the saffron.
You know what? I think we might prepare our own meals tonight.
We've brought some
rations along with us.
Oh, you bought something nice and not spicy for your bland, pathetic palates?
Don't worry about him, Moonshine. It's more brown for us.
That's That's a good call. That is a good call. In all honesty, what are y'all eating? I'm just curious.
We have oat bran cereal.
Oh,
communion wafers.
Oh my goodness.
Water. Wonder bread.
Oh.
Balnor's mouth is watering.
Oh, you guys. You guys got room in there?
Balnor, you're with us.
All right. Well, enjoy the stump.
Walk in the light, my friends.
Well, Melora, shine on you.
And Theala, shine on all of you. On all of us.
Yeah, and then if she can shine under the shade of Melora's wingspan, she can fly higher than Theala.
May Mama keep you both this night.
I'm pulling Moonshine away. I think that's probably
these chosen guys go and take residence in your stump.
Oh, I gotta talk to Meemaw about all this.
Okay, so you guys are able to catch kind of Meemaw as she's going up to the grandma tree to heal people.
Meemaw, we got a problem.
I heard about the priest coming by. Healed Cooter?
Yeah, Scabs just fell off his face.
Yeah, you see nearby, you see a bunch of people feeling at Cooter's face. Oh, yeah. Cooter, the scabs are gone. You never looked better.
They healed Cooter, but they tricked everybody here into thinking that Theala's their new god, their only hope for curing Crick Rot.
Yeah, people are, they're trying to get everyone to leave the Crick and follow Theala, which, us Crick folk, we don't put anyone
on. All right, let's go back to my stump.
Stump's as high as we go. We don't do pedestals.
That's absolutely right. Let's go back to my stump.
All right. Do you have anything to eat back there?
Yeah, we got a crawfish with some of the brown stuff still inside.
Do you have any mayonnaise? I gave all mine away.
We don't have any. We have some spicy mayo.
I'll do my best.
Bev eats so much spicy mayo.
Oh, no, but I've got the flame resistance now.
There you go. Bev, you can now eat spicy mayo.
I'm
and it tastes
invincible.
Like it tastes
Bev
like regular mayo to you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, give me some of that jambalaya.
Show you the.
So presumably you guys have kind of told Meemaw about this whole like civil war thing and everything that happened, like, you know, while you were there. I won't make you retell the entire thing. So Meemaw goes, So these chosen are here. Unfortunately, I don't think we can do any violence or anything against
them. Yeah, so I bartered a deal. They're on to us. We're on to them. It's not going to be a happy marriage, but they're staying in my stump. I promise them jambalaya every morning.
That's very hospitable of you.
Thank you. That don't say that to them. They're throwing around the word like they read a fucking dictionary once.
They're walking around
once.
Like they know who their daddy is.
They are. They're running around like they know who their daddy is. And they, honestly, people who think they know who their daddy is are often more wrong than people who know that they don't know who their daddy is.
I know
that
is right.
I know that.
So they're going to be at the Crick. But I made some highfalutin promises that I can cure Crick Rot within the week to keep our folk at the Crick. And now that they've pushed us to this, that we have to either cure Crick Rot or we're going to have a small exodus of people following Theala.
I'm worried that those people aren't going to come back. I've seen what they do to people that don't totally agree with Theala.
I don't think they will. I got a feeling that they're looking to just... They'll probably just turn them into slaves, I gotta think.
I think we might just need to tell people what's going on. I think we need to tell people about
Maribel. Okay, well, I do not advise that we call some sort of Crick meeting. I think that this is something that we have a little whisper campaign.
Maybe a circular.
I know that we like to be real honest and open, but I think it's time for some subterfuge.
I know just the girl for the job. Hard one turns to Mama. How'd you like to scramble a story, my queen?
We have already discussed Maribel with the old folks circle. We were planning on telling everyone about it tonight.
Again, I think that with these chosen here, it is not advisable to do it in a town meeting sort of way. I think that it should be a hush-hush, pull them aside one by one, telephone kind of way.
I could guard your stump or just keep a lookout with Balnor while you guys
oh my
like
god, he's
small,
been here the whole time.
Yeah.
A small Crick meeting.
Yeah.
So they don't overhear anything.
Yeah, and you could, you know what, I'm going to cast Pass Without Trace on everyone who's around me.
All right, cool. Yeah, so I'll spy on them, make sure that they don't come and hear the secret meeting.
And young Bev, you've been such a hit with the Petries. I wonder if you could maybe
get a little boys choir going?
Yeah.
You know what, how about we'll, all right, what time is it, by the way?
It's still the afternoon.
How about me, I'll round up the Petries and all the youngins, and we'll distract... We'll distract the chosen with a nice little boys choir.
Oh, I don't even know if you need to distract them. I was thinking maybe you could just report to the Petries, tell them what's going on.
Oh, sure.
And then the Petries can spread the word, too.
Yes, I'm very popular with all my fellow youth, and I would gladly do that task. I lean in close and say, like, they're going to put me in the bag, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's fun. I told you it's fun.
I don't know. Okay, I'll do it for you, Moonshine. I'll do it for the Crick.
I don't think Erlen would mind, you know, if you got a little fresh in there either.
Well, you know what? That's between us.
That is.
Now, why don't we talk to some of the old folks circle about this? get some of the more senior cricks around here, like Cooter and them, the ones treating the sick folk. Those are the people that are probably most jumpy about getting out of here. Why don't we meet in the grandma tree tonight? We'll let everybody know the plan.
Okay.
That y'all are going into that fog tomorrow.
Hard one. When you go to my stump, can you just, on your way, collect any dirty old trash and just put it outside all the windows just so they have a real stink of a night?
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're going to stink window them.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Balnor upper deck your toilet.
Yeah, just send him in there. They'll trust him. He looks like them.
What do you say to that, Balnor the Brave?
Balnor, please do not join the Chosen.
Yes, I mean, they're in there right now. If I were to upper deck it, I think they...
You got to use the curtain.
Right.
Draw the curtain first.
I'm nervous about doing that.
We'll play it by ear.
Let's wait for the moment.
We were going to do a big send-off for y'all. We were going to have a big feast. You don't want to...
You see, Meemaw gets choked up.
I wanted to have a grand feast for our heroes.
I think that these Chosen have really complicated.
This is too important. We have the feast when we're going to come back for the feast.
Yeah. Why don't you give us something to look forward to?
Keep it bubbling for us.
Yeah.
All right. If you're all going to be off, I'd like to have a word alone with my daughter for a minute here.
Sure thing. I leave all my valuables with Meemaw, and then I go find the youngins.
I go out the door and then poke my head in really quick, and I say, I just thought of something brilliant. When they go to sleep, that's when Balnor's going to upper deck the toilet.
Smart.
That should give him some good time.
Guys, that's one thing I can do. Can't hit people with attacks. I can take... stinky dumps.
All right, good night. See you later.
I love my stinky dad.
Balnor and Olcob walk out, and it's just Meemaw, Moonshine, and Mama. And Meemaw turns to you, Moonshine, and goes, Youngin, I told you before that I couldn't follow you into the fog because I gotta take care of the sick folk, and... That's true, but there's also something else. You see she pushes her cloak to the side, and you see she has black scabs and deep crick rot all over her chest.
Meemaw, how did you pick this up?
It's happening to everybody, no matter how strong you are. You get it eventually.
Oh, Meemaw.
Now, I wish that I could come along with you, and I would... But I can't help you in my weakened state.
Meemaw, there is too much riding on this.
But you can do it, youngin. I know you can do it.
I don't get it. Our folk are ready to run into the arms of charlatans. And you, the most honorable person of all, succumbing to scabs.
Well, it's more than just scabs, young, and it's a curse. And they're not running into the arms of charlatans. These people are scared. They haven't had a win in a long time, and right now we're not even being honest with them. We haven't even told them what's going on.
I know, but we're changing that tonight. Well, we're going to whisper, but only because of the Chosen. Otherwise, it'd be a broadcast from the stump. Meemaw, I cannot believe this. What about Mama? I check Mama. I check Mama for soft spots.
You check Mama for soft spots. Ah, I have not gotten crick rot yet. I'm still healthy.
I'm sorry, Meemaw. I'm just looking for any kind of blessing in these cloudy days.
Moonshine, listen, okay? Just because I ain't there casting spells with you, that doesn't mean I ain't there, okay?
I know, of course. I didn't even know you had crick rot.
I know, nobody knows, okay?
That is one secret we should probably keep from everyone.
Yeah, I think that
would
be best.
It's too much of a... I mean, as someone who just learned it, it's a blow to the morale.
I know right now, Moonshine, that you might be angry at your people, but they're sick and...
Well, I'm angry at my people, but I am much angrier at the Chosen, and I am much, much, much angrier at Maribel. So, They're low on the totem pole for me.
You see, Meemaw nods, and she looks at you, and she goes, I'm proud of you, young. My spores are much stronger than Maribel's.
You got that right. A spore real quick.
And that's where we'll end our session. Woo! Woo!
Oh, damn.
I like to think during that entire very emotional speech, Beverly was in a bag full of beetles.
Beverly forgot to use the bathroom and was just like waiting right outside. I'm sorry, I forgot my...
That was real nice, though.
Just slowly creeping in to go get his bag.
Forgot my notebook.
So
trying not to make any noise, but the floor is super creaky.
Oh, no.
Not here.
Oh, you don't actually have a toilet in here. I'm just realizing.
And she has crick rot. That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
It's just a number one.
Sorry.
Super quick.
Sorry.
That was beautiful.
I'll just do it in my pants.
That was a fun one, guys. Listen to us talk more about this ep over at The Short Rest. Go to patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. Don't sing yet.
It's just going to be all of us crying that Meemaw has crick rot.
Oh, my God.
Was bad,
I swear to God, Murph.
Yes?
If you have some fucking plan that no matter what happens in the fog, Meemaw is going to die because it's narratively interesting for her to die, I will sleep on the couch.
And Murph is going to answer that question on The Short Rest, so go subscribe. Yep.
When Murph sleeps on a couch, it's called Murphy bed.
Hey-o. No. I'll be sleeping on the couch. That's right.
Yeah, wait, she'll be punishing herself.
Emily.
Cool, guys. Jesus. Whenever there's like deep stuff going on in the podcast, it's so hard to like plug other things or talk about other things.
Right.
But buy me and Emily's book. Go to, you can find it on Amazon. It's called Hey You Up, How to Turn Your Booty Call into Your Emergency Contact. It's a satirical relationship advice book. You can also get it on Audible if you like listening to books. Bev.
Hi.
Caldwell, how do you watch Big City Greens?
You can watch it on the Disney Channel or the Disney Now app or buy it on Amazon or iTunes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And of course, listen to If I Were You with Jake and Amir. Follow us on... Oh, guys, we haven't done this in a while. If you want to send us stuff, what is the address, Caldwell?
Oh, it is 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027. Love getting stuff in the box.
We love getting stuffed in the box.
That's what I said.
That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he meant. And guys, there might still be tickets available to our Seattle live show. So go to headgum.com/live to check that out.
Tickets. Very few.
And we already discussed about the custom-made shirt that I'm making for the live show. I will be debuting a shirt of my own making.
Yeah, go listen to last week's Short Rest.
Oh, shit, did I talk about it on the Short Rest?
Wait,
did you? I don't think so.
That was just before we were doing it.
Yeah.
It's a really good fucking shirt.
Be on the lookout for new shirts.
Yeah.
And guys, tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are. Youth of the nation, we are. Youth of the nation.
All right, everybody, it's the end of the show, and that means we need to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders.
Woo!
It's just me and Emily this week, but
That's
we're bringing
right.
the energy and enthusiasm.
Because we're live from our bedroom. Murph is sitting on our marital bed. I'm sitting on an ergonomic chair. My birthday's in an hour and a half.
I'll start it off with Matthew M., the Bullywug Prince, the first Bullywug to ever get braces. When his loving family saw Matthew's million-dollar smile, they knew a bright future of dentistry awaited their people.
Ooh, but did he get a lip bumper? Okay, Joe N., the lover of Lucy. Joe and Lucy once took the SS Stormborn for a joyride. They returned it, but it smelled like sex for a long time.
That's tough because the deck is open air, so...
Absolutely disgusting.
That's a sticky stink.
Brad D., the only pebble pot that isn't Craven. He once beat his entire family at arm wrestling during a reunion. At that same reunion, he was also the only pebble pot to try spicy food.
Jay Loma, 72, a.k.a. Steelbreaker, Hard One's gym inspiration. Looking at Steelbreaker's gains make Hard One deadlift even harder.
Remember to lift with your legs, Hard One. You don't want to injure yourself. Andrew A., a.k.a. Feldspar Liegarden, the half-elf. As a half-elf, Andrew has the cob, a vicious V, but also can grow a sick beard.
Wow, a little bit of everything.
The perfect man.
A little bit of everything. Taylor Pawpaw the Sixth, a legendary bard to whom no item isn't an instrument, once legit played Pawpaw. He blew into his mouth, and the most melodious came out.
Dylan B., a super weak wizard who wields 12 swords. They're all dull practice swords, though, which is good because he often drops them on his feet.
Aw, feeties. Simon W., the bootleg of Hard One, Soft Boss. Dude curls 5-pound bells, grows a thin mustache, and doesn't look awesome in a hat. But his parents call him every weekend.
That's good. You got to get that Sunday check-in. Danny P., Bahumia's resident artist, painted Hard One's senior portrait at the Dwarfenage. Also painted a couple's portrait with Hard One and his GF, which Hard One still carries in a locket around his neck.
Next up, Tom P., father of the realm, serenader of sleeping babies, once calmed, get this, the Boy King. Through one of his tantrums. The Boy King was 12.
It's pretty old to be having tantrums.
It's an old boy.
Spencer Castbrew, patron elder of libations, ale maker to gods and heroes of Bahumia alike, makes a nutty amber brew with a hint of crick water in it that the lower docks of Galateron is going apeshit for.
Oh, I am too. Pedro E., Bard of the Mountains, as Hard One mined as a child, he would often swing his pickaxe in time to Pedro's sweet tunes being played above Iron Deep.
Speaking of dwarves, we've got Dom Lemon the Dwarf, runs the Dwarfenage. Look out, buddy. Balnor the Brave is coming for ya.
Next up, Griffin SD, a.k.a. The Stranger, the Silver Dragonborn Eldritch Knight and owner of the Badger's Pint Inn and Tavern. Be sure to try their famous Flamin' Stranger cocktail. It's rum, pineapple, falernum, and then a huge blast of fire breath directly into your face.
I don't know what falernum is.
I don't either.
Danielle the Dastardly Dame, the goddess of glam, wears a feather boa made from the corpses of her Kenku foes.
Yo, that got updated so nicely. Next up, Hugh C., a.k.a. Haldor Frostback, MVP of the Giant Wars, crewed on the SS Stormborn and fought alongside Elias in Red, a barbarian warrior from the frigid north, fights with no weapon other than their hands and their dagger, sharp, ice-cold nipples.
Dangerous. Manny the Mundane, accidental deity who got in the way of a lich's spell to reach divinity.
Manny.
If you ever get an onion ring in your order of fries, that's unfortunately not Manny's doing. But if you get a curly fry in there, that's Manny all the way.
Daniel Yu, a.k.a. Multifor, accidental warlock in service of Asmodeus, who unintentionally sold his soul for that sweet, screechy talking boat. The Craigslist post was unclear on the terms in his defense. He also does a spot-on impression of his dad. You don't know him, but trust me, it's perfect.
Oh yeah. Jordan DJ, legendary DJ of the realm, owns a magical goose that sounds exactly like an air horn.
And of course we got Jeffrey S., Lord of the Fjord, born of the sword, once killed a horde of warlords because they snored and it made him bored.
Are you the Count? Are you a cartoon or puppet
My birthday's
vampire?
In an hour and a half. I can talk however I want.
Xavier C., Moonshine's distant relative, led an expedition to the northeast and found a colony by Lake Jersey. To this day, these elves are known as Warder Elves.
And of course, Cutter W., a high elf dandy turned crick stumpetect, hosts a reality show called Stump Flippers, where he remodels rundown houses, then makes a frog hemoth flip them upside down just for fun. I'd watch.
Lex S., founder of a forgotten sect of Galateron paladins known as the Beige Knights. They worship Pelor's boring brother, Khaki Dave.
John S., a.k.a. Schubert the Mushroom. Unfortunately, Schubert got arrested recently for dealing themself. Luckily, Papa was able to refute the charges and set them free.
He's a fine lawyer. James B., a Goliath who was kicked out of the Watchman's Monastery after it was revealed that they were actually just 70 gnomes in a trench coat.
My nightmare, those tricky tee-hee-hears. Ryan M., little is known about Ryan M. other than the fact that they're a real-ass motherfucker who shits diamonds and wears a snake as a goddamn belt. Only the chillest individuals have kicked it with Ryan M. and lived to tell the tale.
Elena C., the chill touch master. Not the cantrip, though. Just straight up walks around with a giant bag of ice and pranks fools.
Nice. Andrew M., a druid who doesn't really care for nature but can totally dominate it. Uses weather control to light his solar panels and play video games all day with no electric bill. That's how you hack being a druid.
Beardman Dan has a beard twice as long as Tonathan's body, three times as thick as Hard One's quads, and with as much hospitality as Moonshine. That's right, this beard is nice.
Ooh, I love it.
It's a straight-up nice person.
It's a nice person. I love it. Scott D., a crick elf who is the first person to sail across the world in a giant pot of crawfish. Other people have sailed around the world the regular way, so it's, you know, but yeah, the crawfish was...
That's all
the,
Scott D.
Selling. That's Scott D.
Aaron C., Balnor's cool nephew who frequently makes up excuses last minute so that he won't have to have dinner with Balnor. Balnor has eaten alone at Ruby Tuesdays several times.
Hermes W., the Bat King, actually won an election and was voted in by bats, so he is technically the bat president.
I love democracy.
Is there a bat vice president? I don't know. We'll find out.
T. Alex, the lion tamer at Scullus' old circus. The lion was an awakened lion, though, who was super into it, so all of T. Alex's circus activities were completely ethical.
I love that.
Arguably a little sexy.
I know, that's what I was just thinking. Harley S., an Esri Outer Rim public school teacher who taught a teenaged, rebellious Candace Bricker how to love the law and stop being a renegade.
Parker E., one of Pawpaw's littermates, said to have Mama's mind and Pawpaw's good looks.
Oh, that just made me want to see Pawpaw just like part his hair with like a little grade school photo thing comb. Okay, Kyle McHugh, owner and operator of Bohemia's own McQuanald's franchise, as well as the creator of its mascot, Nonald McQuanald.
RJW killed the troll who kicked Jonah's dad. He did it in front of all the crick bullywugs, and they were scared but thankful.
Spartus taught Shay yoga and how to love.
My goodness.
I mean, isn't yoga love, though? And isn't love yoga?
It's all about opening up those hip flexors.
Ooh.
Adam R.
Thank you, Shay.
Adam R. has a super nice pair of jeans that are 18 AC. Those are thick Wranglers.
Some thick denim. Brett Favre would love to get his hand on those. Brent B. taught Alanis magic. Not wizard magic, though. The magic... a friendship. Alanis was studying too much, and Brent taught her how to let her hair down and live a little bit.
You know, those wizards just don't have time for love.
They don't.
Cassandra MHP, a crick ranger who is currently lost in the mysterious fog.
Oh!
Not because of the necromancy, just because she forgot her glasses and can't see her stump.
Ricky, aka Tricky Ricky of the Cricky. Hey, Ricky, you so fine, you so fine, you made out with Moonshine in the time out back.
Beautiful.
Neither of you knew who. Just two strangers' lips.
Then we've got Matt C., a.k.a. Matty Big Crits, Matthias of House Crit, the savior of Hard One and Ol' Cobb. A few days after saving Hard One and Ol' Cobb, he did lose one-on-one combat to a kobold, so...
But was it like a really like gluteally buff kobold?
It was kind of just a regular kobold. Matty Big Crits is level one.
You know, some days you're Matty Big Crits and some days you're Matty Big Shits, you know? It happens. Andrew R., a karate master who taught Skullus how to kya and how to love the straight edge lifestyle.
Clear mind, clear hearts, can't lose. Cannibalistic Cthulhu, a terrifying deity of reckoning and remorse who also runs a possum orphanage at the Crick. I know what you're thinking. Do they all travel around on his back? Yes.
I think we all need to just meditate on that image for a second. Just a bunch of possums clinging to a Cthulhu. Okay. All right. Next up, Blitzkrieg Dimitri, famous Dwarger who owns and runs the beloved franchise Dwarger's Big Burger. They've got a mithril menu for special hors d'oeuvres. I bet they also serve hors d'oeuvres.
Very good. Then we've
O-R-E.
Got...
like the metal.
Then we've got Michael McD, head mixologist at the Blue Mana Inn, who has a drink called the Paw Paw, which secretly has a little bit of possum piss.
Oh!
Just a little
but
bit.
But also Paw Paw the fruit.
Right.
Victor T, Balnor's boy, whose loving dad was ripped from his family and transported to another world. He longs for a day when he and his dad can go back to eating cold cheese sandwiches together and watching Wheel of Fortune.
Love those cold cheese sandwiches.
Love sharing Wheel of Fortune with Papa.
Henry A., the Daphne to Stunkbugs Frasier, maintains Stunkbugs' apartment as well as a will-they-won't-they flirtation with Gunkbog.
I literally had a conversation with Adam Conover via text being like, who do you think that, who do you think Stunkbugs' Roz is? Who do you think Stunkbugs?
Oh my God. The Roz is definitely Juan.
Ooh, I hadn't thought about that way. We said actually Bricker.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Penfield was the star of Bohemia's Seinfeld equivalent, which featured Ulfgar as Dwarf Costanza.
Dwarf Costanza.
Dwarf is getting mad. RJS, a famous painter who once hid a tiny middle finger in a portrait they did of Galad Rozelle.
Yo, so subversive.
The Chosen are currently seeking to have them beheaded.
Oh, shit. That's big consequences. Imagine.
And, of course, we got Colin G, the boy king's younger brother, who's a pretty solid dude and would honestly be a pretty good king. So let's hope he's still alive. Maybe hiding in the mountains. Maybe
we're all praying.
Working for a blacksmith.
Then finally, McPucks, the Codemaster, the digital hero who is tirelessly coding our website, doesn't even need a Duddle Potion to work long through the night. He just uses Second Wind.
And he probably remembers he has it more frequently than Hard One does.
Hard One remembers it most of the time now, but definitely more so than episodes 1 through 9 of Hard One. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Head on over to the Patreon to check out the short rest, and we'll be back next week with another episode.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.